Well, we weren't very good at all, were we, Moose? I mean, let's face it, that our team today underperformed, and Southampton were very, very good. And I think that the disappointment of seeing the team not perform like they have done over the last two games, particularly against Tottenham here, was a big surprise to me today. But maybe it's a massive wake-up call for these guys because, you know, a Barclays Premier League game, you have to be at 100% to get anything out of it, and we were at 100%, I thought, at Palace and against Tottenham, but we were not 100% today in lots of areas. And then when that happens, you've got to have resilience and determination. And the way Southampton got in front was not the stunning football and the passing football that they played. It was the lapse of concentration on two set pieces from our behalf, which let them get in front.
You must have done your piece at the second one with the corner.
Well, I mean, you know, we do it every week. We say two's got to get out as soon as they look like they're taking two. And unfortunately, the lads who were responsible for that switched off. And that's all about getting the basics right. And then we should have still defended the cross well, because it wasn't a great ball in. So we didn't defend that well as well. And in the first place, it wasn't a goddamn corner. Gaston Ramirez has headed the ball out for a goal kick. And Mike Dean's in a great position to see it. And I don't know why he thought it was a corner. Just don't know why he did, but he did. And we've paid a heavy price for that. But it's always disappointing going into an international week, but even more disappointing when you've let two goals in offset plays and played poorly.
Two more questions for me. First of all, welcoming you, Alex Song. I mean, you know, give you a positive on today. That's a fantastic signing.
Absolutely brilliant, and he'll be wondering what it's coming to after you watch that we played today. You know, for God's sake, we're bringing a quality player in today, and the players here are going to get better by him. But he must think, well, you know, I must have been telling him the other day about how well we played yesterday, and then to see us perform like that, you know. But he will only make us better, and as well as the other lads, to be fair. I think one thing that did tell me today that wasn't apparent in the last two games was get the injuries back. Carl Jenkinson, James Collins, Kevin Nolan, Matt Jarvis, Andy Carroll. We know Kevin Nolan and Andy Carroll are going to be quite a while, but Carl Jenkinson, Matt Jarvis and James Collins need to get back, and they need to be in this squad because we need to use them, because on today's performance we were short.
Last one, a debate that I've had a lot of people on social media, been on the radio as well this week. Mark Noble, is the man ever going to get an England call-up? He scored again today, I thought he was terrific, and when you look at some of the midfielders that have been called up, with respect, you wonder whether or not Mark's ever going to get called up.
Well, possibly, yes. I suppose you could look along the lines of Steve Bruce in his career, can't you, in that field, when you say, you know, where are you going, where are you going, what do you do? But, I mean, clearly it's Roy's decision, and Roy has his scouts himself here often, so they can't think that he's quite good enough. But, you know, Mark today, not thinking about getting picked for England after the way we've played, it's about getting our game together, and at least we've got 2 weeks to clear up everything. Apart from the international players that go away, can't wait for 11:05 Monday night to start the total focus on what we should all be totally focusing on, and that's just the squad of players that you have to play football in the next game.
So I missed it at the beginning, but after having been so good last weekend, what happened? What was the difference today?
Well, the opposition were much better than us today, and I think you've got to give them credit for the way they played. They had a top game today, and I think that I think there was a somewhat maybe touch of complacency from our players, but certainly the level of football they played against Tottenham and the level of football they played against Crystal Palace wasn't there today, and that's the big disappointment. The players didn't want to handle the ball, the players didn't want to pass the ball, the players didn't want to move off the ball to create spaces for each other. And Southampton did a thoroughly good job on us as well in terms of closing us down in those areas. But you've got to deal with it at this level of football. Otherwise, you fall foul to it. But like I said, the disappointment for me, not only the performance, but the two goals we conceded.
Yeah, I was going to say, that second goal, he must be livid about, isn't he?
Livid, yeah. But he wasn't in the corner in the first place. That's the first thing. But I can't control what Mike Dean does, but I can control what my players do on the field. And today, and they all know it, wasn't acceptable, and they weren't good enough.
obviously you brought Alex Song in, good signing. Anybody else can we expect?
Don't know. I don't know whether anything, but obviously tomorrow I will pick up on the situation. And like I said, that and the window shutting is, you know, I can't wait for it to shut. I think we've worked really, really hard for a long period of time bringing new players in. And I think that our big disappointment today wasn't just the performance, but I suppose we got caught out by the fact that we had a lot of players who would have probably been in the starting 11 who were injured today, and perhaps that counted a little bit as well, because, you know, perhaps Alan Cresswell's all of a sudden feeling what the Premier League's like. Cheick Keyote, who's done brilliantly up to now, by the way, and then Valencia's still got a way to catch up. So Colton Cole, we know, does a good job, but that gets to around 60 minutes. Sacco's only just here. So we've got to bed those in, and where you bed them in, it can be difficult when you're out on the pitch.
Patience from the fans. From what you've said, I suppose you can understand why they booed at the end.
They all boo when you lose and you don't play very well. I don't blame them.